The Black Axe gang is believed to have lost its gang kingpin, who was one of those arrested in an international sting operation. Their modus operandi basically is to lure unsuspecting victims into handing over their cash through bogus online dating and romantic schemes. It's a very underhanded 90-day fiance or whatever that show is. Aaron Hyman is going to give us a little bit more insight as to how that came about and how the sting came about. He's investigative journalist for Times Live and Sunday Times. Welcome back to the show, Aaron. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Rufilwe. Thank you very much for having me, and good morning to your listeners.
For sure. Okay, so we've heard about this. You know, it's a really unfortunate thing, but it seems to be a relatively vulnerable group of women, you know, single, middle-aged, that people prey upon, and it happens in various ways, sometimes comical, but in this case, obviously criminal. Won't you just help us understand a little bit more about how they got 4 billion rand out of fleecing their victims?
Well, it's not just women. Unfortunately, okay. it's the victims, I mean, it's always, you know, people that that are lonely, people that may have been widowed or may have been divorced, and you know, they go online. These people have used sites like Christian Mingle. Without going into too much detail, they've used a vast variety of online dating sites to find their victims. And their victims, some of them that I've spoken to for reporting on this in the past, they are trapped in a world of paranoia and lies, and they don't know. Some of them have lost touch with reality completely. It's actually quite devastating to see. It's a psychological manipulation on a level that I haven't seen. So. It's it's easy to dismiss them as
okay, just
you
scammers.
Know, you were caught in a scam, but
Can you give us a little bit of background on the origin of the Black Axe group?
Yeah, sure. So the Black Axe group, they co-fraternities in Nigeria. That's what they call groups like the Black Axe. They started under the sort of, it's used interchangeably. They call it the Neo-Black Movement of Africa, and it started basically as a post-colonial vanguard movement on Nigerian campuses in the 1970s. So post independence there, and. I was speaking to Nigerian journalists yesterday to sort of get their view on it, and they were just saying, you know, it started as this whole thing of fraternity brotherhood getting involved in the political process, but eventually they became relatively powerful, and they started becoming increasingly violent, increasingly criminal. And eventually, Nigerian journalists are telling me that these organizations were banned and labeled cults in Nigeria. Now, they have a very rigid induction structure now, which is cult-like, which includes elements of spirituality, elements of there are certain tasks that members have to do. I'm told that that may include ritual killings, although I can't confirm that. But it's become a global phenomenon. The Black Axe, specifically one of the co-fraternities, has spread around the world, and they divide the world up into zones. And zones are countries, and in this case, zones are also cities. So South Africa, being such a prominent place, and such an important place for the Black Axe, they have a Cape Town zone. They may have a Johannesburg zone as well. I'm not sure about that.
And so that global nature of their proliferation is, I imagine, what gets the United States authorities involved in assisting us or partnering with us in getting them arrested. Won't you help us understand that involvement?
Yeah, so they have a mutual assistance agreement with us. My take on it is that they approached our authorities and said, we have a huge problem here. We've tracked these guys to South Africa. You know, they're sitting in Table Bay, scamming U.S. victims out of like hundreds of millions of rands. And they said they obviously investigated. As far as I understand, it was quite a lengthy investigation. And the South African authorities were happy to help. I think it's a mutual problem. South Africans, even Nigerian men and women, aren't immune to these scams. So it's I think they were happy for the assistance, and yeah, it seemed like it was a very well coordinated operation yesterday, but a very lengthy and very detailed investigation. I think they got all the paperwork done, ticked all the boxes long before this operation.
Sure. And as I understand it, there may be a link to an Italian mafia outfit as well in human trafficking.
Yeah, in Italy, I mean, all of the articles are there for you to go and check it out, and I would suggest that your listeners do.
But
in Italy, they've become synonymous with human trafficking and sex trafficking and drug trafficking, and there, unlike what we see in South Africa with the Black Axe here yet. There, it's very violent. So much so that in one of the Italian cities, which is a stronghold of the Camorra, one of the main Italian, one of the oldest Italian mafia groups, they pushed out the Camorra completely, forcing the Camorra and other Italian mafias into basically power sharing agreements and using the Black Axe.
Sure.
For things like drug trafficking to the rest of Europe as well. So there it's become a huge, huge problem.
All right. So where to from here, Aaron? I mean, they've been arrested. How many of them were arrested? The kingpin amongst them?
Yes, the founder of the group was also arrested. So it was 8 of them who were arrested. One of the people who were arrested, as far as I understand, is not a leader of the group, but they're looking for another suspect. I think the person, I think Interpol and everybody's looking for that person now as well. And they're appearing in court this morning, so I'm going to be heading there soon to the Cape Town Magistrates Court, and I'm sure it's going to be quite a fiasco. I think there's a lot of people in the Nigerian community who are also quite interested in this. A lot of people in the Nigerian community feel that that this group or the Black Axe, they call them Yahoo Boys, you know, very wealthy Nigerian foreign nationals who drive around with brand new Ferraris during a COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, they wonder, I think, the same as many South Africans, how do these people make their money? So they're interested, and we might see them at court as well.
All right. Well, all the best in court. We're going to keep a close eye on this and stay in touch with you. We'll also have the U.S. authorities joining us soon after they've appeared in court. Aaron Heineman is the Times Live and Sunday Times investigative journalist whose piece you must check out on exactly this top topic. Just search Black Axe and Aaron and Times Live, and it should pop up very quickly.